Let's look at the papers, Dan.
Okay, then, Chris.
We've got some papers here. What have we got? What have you got, Dan?
Well, I've got a copy of the Daily Mail.
All the news that's fit to burn.
Well, I thought I'd have a go at trying to find some news in the Daily Mail.
Is there some news?
Oh, let's have a quick look.
Is it asylum seekers living in my kitchen eating out of my fridge?
Asylum seeker ate my hamster. No, nothing like that at all.
We're starting
the front page
hamster?
With 1 in 11 hit by superbugs.
Superbugs?
1 in 11 hit by superbugs. Have you been hit
is
by
this
superbug?
Like a great cockroach with a baseball bat.
That'd be cool.
It wouldn't.
But wouldn't it?
It would sound cool, but just you wait when you're being attacked by a giant cockroach with a baseball bat. See how cool you think it is then, Dan.
When you put it like that, Chris, I never think, do I? I just never think.
You don't.
No, indeed, no. What's on the front page of your son there, Chris?
My
Have
son.
Have you got any news?
Exciting news. Not about superbugs. Crooked call centre workers in India. I always say that you can tell when you're being called from India by a call centre worker because they actually, you know, sound English.
Are you sure that's right?
It always used to be.
Mm.
You know, these guys get proper training. Very,
they certainly
very well
do.
Spoken.
Lots of training. They get to talk about British weather and EastEnders and things like that. Yes, they're all very well trained.
EastEnders?
Yes.
Really?
They have lessons on English culture to be able to start up conversations
and
about.
Is EastEnders culture now?
I think the government has declared it culture, yes.
That's a shame.
Yes. I'm on page 5 now. I haven't managed to find any news yet. I'm sort of still going through. Something else about superbugs, not very interesting. A picture of Posh Spice wearing a cowgirl outfit.
And she's on the front page of my son as well.
Oh, that's news, isn't it? Surely, Chris.
I'm not quite sure. She looks a bit scary to me, which is the wrong Spice Girl.
No, indeed,
looks
yes.
like she's been out in the sun a bit too much there.
Apparently she was on a beach in Saint-Tropez and she chose a toga-style dress from Dolce & Gabbana for her appearance.
Nice pair of lads.
In that most fashion-conscious of French resorts.
Really?
I feel all newsed out now, frankly.
I'm newsed out, but more exciting, I've got fixated on page 3 in my son. And not for the normal reason.
What have you found on
page
3?
We have exciting news. This is a real story. We have a young woman in a bathing costume, though, not unclad, as is the want of page 3.
Indeed, yes.
Normally. And the headline is that she apparently has a lovely bunch of coconuts. And as if to demonstrate that, she does in fact have 2 coconuts.
May I have a look? She is indeed holding 2 coconuts.
2 actual bona fide coconuts.
Very true.
I think this is important news. When I open up a newspaper, I want to know that I believe she's some sort of celebrity, this one. But I want to know that someone has a coconut.
Is that the entirety of the story, or does it go on to say that the coconuts are, in fact, weapons of mass destruction of some sort, or are there coconuts for peace, or...?
It says that she's used to driving husky fellas palmy. So some top punnery in there.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, moving on, Dan, moving on.
Yes, indeed.
Quickly.
I found a bit of news here of some sort.
Oh, yes, what's that?
It's only a very small little box down in the bottom of the corner of the page.
Oh, right.
Next to the picture of Victoria Beckham in Saint-Tropez. British Harrier jump jets have apparently joined in attacks on Taliban fighters in Afghanistan, which left at least 60 rebels dead.
Oh, good.
In the bloodiest fighting in months. That's approximately 2 inches worth of news there, as opposed
to half
the page for Victoria Beckham. Nearly as important as what Victoria Beckham, as she is called now, Victoria Beckham, wears on the beach. Yes.
Interesting. Actually, I think that's all the news I've got in mind.
Well, the 60 people who died, I think they were foreigners, so I don't think it matters, actually.
What did they die of?
They died of being blown into several small pieces.
Oh, right, the Taliban, or whoever it was they really were.
Rebels.
Rebels.
Used to be, I can remember, in 1977 when I was watching Star Wars at the age
back
of 3.
That the Rebels were scum?
No. The Rebel Alliance was who you rooted for. The
yes.
Rebels, these days apparently Rebels bad.
Yeah, you don't want to draw the parallel though, you know. The sort of small group of freedom fighters attack large symbol of military power of the far, far larger enemy.
Indeed, yes.
I'm not going to draw those parallels, but I think we can see that George Lucas actually caused most of the recent terrorist activity. He gave people ideas. Another great
giving
idea.
Giving people ideas is a dangerous thing to do, Chris.
Ideas, my friend, are perhaps the most dangerous thing
that
exists. And, as I say, a rather exciting idea. Listen to this. Let us know what you think. That was a bit exciting.
It was a bit weird.
They took two things and made them into one thing.
How exciting!
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Marvellous.
Can you not tell?
What were the two things?
The two things were
yes.
Come As You Are by Electric Six and Gay Bar by Nirvana.
I see. Good, good.
Something like that.
I wasn't aware that those two groups had done those songs, but that's very good, yes.
That was the gist.
Splendid.
Super.
Yes.
And that is big thanks to Justin Hui. Hui? www.justinhui.tk if you want more from the stable of Justin.
Marvellous.
Super things.
Yes. What are we talking about now, Chris? Any idea?
We were talking about Mr. Geldof earlier.
Gandalf?
Not Gandalf. Similar, but different.
Okay.
Not so many rings. Maybe more rings. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Does Geldof wear a ring?
Geldof.
Geldof.
Don't say Bob Gandalf would be a stupid name, wouldn't it?
Bob Gandalf? You'd get used to it.
Yes. Anyway, Bob Geldof.
Yes. Basically, what he's doing is he's bringing a group of 9 hobbits to the G8 in Scotland, and they're going to throw George W. Bush into Mount Doom and solve global poverty. No, they're not.
You're getting mixed up again.
He likes George W. Bush.
He does, yes.
He's being very diplomatic.
And saying nice things about him.
He has. He's been saying that George W. Bush has done the most for Africa of any American president.
He has, Chris. He has. Yes, that's true. Although, quite what that means...
Yeah,
we're
it might be stretching
sure.
the point a little. But then at the same time, if you think about the competition...
Oh, are you trying to say that he hasn't bombed any African countries yet, or he hasn't...
Well, not so much.
Oh, right.
You know, has he hit Libya yet in this term of office? I'm sure Clinton did a couple of times.
I don't think they hit Sudan.
But George hasn't actually bombed the Sudan that I can remember. Not in the last couple of weeks.
No, it's been a while, certainly.
Which is splendid.
Yes.
So go him.
Yes, yes.
But of course, the important thing is that, of course, Geldof wants to work with these funky, groovy G8 lads.
He does,
in
yes.
In Edinburgh,
he
July
does.
2nd to July 8th.
Yes.
To end, or to make a big bite out of, world poverty.
Oh, I think they're planning to end it. I think it's going to be after next week or a couple of weeks, there'll be no more poverty again.
Possibly.
I think that's kind of the plan.
I think they're working on it.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
they recognise
yeah.
this is going to take at least a few days.
Sort of a work in progress
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's tough to filter down through the secretary
yeah, definitely,
chain
definitely.
Of command and that sort of stuff.
I think perhaps just one last time before we go, because our time is sadly running out, I shall give you the web address if you want to find out how to get involved in what's happening with Scotland. If you want to go and join in with all those filthy radicals up there, go and look at www.dissent.org.uk. And if you weren't happy with the quality of the news that we've given you today, I suggest that you also go to sheffield.indymedia.org.uk. And if you go to that website, in the top right-hand corner, you will see a little Publish Your News button. If you go there, you can write whatever you want, within reason, and it'll go onto the web. And
Which
it'll be
nice.
Your own news. It'll be reclaiming the media for yourself.
That's just super.
Isn't it, though?
Isn't that a great idea? And you know what?
It's almost revolutionary. It's almost revolutionary.
Not really, almost.
It's revolutionary.
Sort of.
It's making me really high-pitched.
That's true.
Ah!
No.
Sorry.
Thank you. Because we're on Sheffield Live, 87.7 FM.
We certainly are.
We are the Filthy Radicals at the Filthy Radicals Show.
Filthy! Filthy!
And I'm sorry to say that we're going to have to leave you now, but...
It's been fun.
We're going to leave you on a positive note from a band who I think, hopefully, some of you may have heard of. So, take it away.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. retribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right.
You're listening to Sheffield Live on 87.7 FM and on the internet on sheffieldlive.org.
But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.